The Fund for Educational Excellence is seeking nominations for their Heart of the Schools program. That's an award that's given out to educators in Baltimore City. With me via phone to talk about the fund and Heart of the Schools is Kevin Leary, Senior Program Director and Program Lead. And Kevin, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
First of all, what exactly is the fund and how does it help students in Baltimore City?
So the Fund for Educational Excellence is Baltimore City Public Schools' local education fund, which means that we are closely tied and aligned in mission of supporting all students across Baltimore City Public Schools. We do this in a number of ways. And one of the ways we do this is through a program called the Heart of the Schools.
And the fund is not actually a part of the Baltimore City school system, though.
That is correct. The fund is independent. We have a very similar mission. We work really closely with Baltimore City Public Schools, but we are an independent nonprofit in Baltimore City.
So what are some of the ways in which you assist students, helping with transportation, that sort of thing, perhaps?
That is correct. So one of the other programs of the fund is analysis and engagement, through which we go out to the community, dive deep into pressing educational issues, and write reports, and then push for policy changes based on what we've heard from the community. And one of the topics that we worked on recently was about student transportation, where we talked to hundreds of students in Baltimore City to understand the challenges they face in getting to and from school, and have been working over the last couple of years to help address some of those challenges for students.
Who is eligible for the Heart of the School Awards and how many do you give out?
So the Heart of the School Awards is held each May and all principals in Baltimore City Public Schools are eligible. Each year we give out 10 awards to outstanding principals who are going above and beyond in their school communities. The real driver of how we select our principals is based on nominations. And those are nominations from school community members. So that could be teachers, it could be parents, students, grandparents, community volunteers, really anyone who knows a principal in Baltimore City Public Schools who is doing something great. We would love for you to nominate that principal. This is, like I said, it helps us select the top 10 principals every year that we recognize at the Hippodrome. But it's also just a really nice way to share positivity for people who have taken on very challenging jobs and all too often aren't thanked nearly enough, at least in our opinion. And so this program is one way to shine a spotlight, outstanding leadership in city schools, and show what's possible in our schools when we have great leaders.
So the awards are at the Hippodrome and they will be given out in May. What's the exact date?
The event will be May 20th.
And what's the deadline to nominate a principal?
Nominations close at the end of January, so January 31st. The nomination process is designed to be simple. Besides some information about you, it's really, or the nominator, it's really one question is why should your principal be recognized with this award? And so it's open-ended. We love to hear from communities about their principals and the things that they have done to help the young people in their schools and in the communities surrounding their schools.
More information about the fund is available online at fasinfrank.ee.org or by phone at 410-685-8300. I've been speaking with Kevin Leary about the fund and the Heart of the Schools Awards. Again, you can nominate people, principals, for those awards through January 31st. And Kevin Leary, Senior Program Director of the Fund and Program Lead for Heart of the Schools, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.